This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As the economy picks up speed, many airlines continue to struggle. And among the airlines, none is having a tougher time of it than U.S. Airways. The airline recently emerged from bankruptcy, but is still losing money at a fast clip, $90 million in the third quarter of last year. That's prompted the airline's top management to push for another round of cost-cutting, while at least one of the airline's unions is urging top executives to resign. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
U.S. Airways, the nation's seventh largest airline, is like a half a dozen of the other major carriers right now. More than 2 years after September 11th, the airline is still struggling and still losing money, even after filing for bankruptcy. But for U.S. Airways, there may be one crucial difference. The airline has the prospect of losing even more money soon.
Next May is when Southwest goes into their primary hub of Philadelphia and knocks the fares down there. And when that happens, the losses are going to get much higher.
That's Ray Needle, an airline industry analyst for Blaylock & Partners in New York. He says U.S. Airways and the other old line major carriers have become victims of their own business models. With their high labor costs and inflexible route systems, they are unable to compete with low-cost airlines like Southwest and JetBlue. But Captain Bill Pollack with U.S. Airways Pilots Union says it's not the salaries of the airline's workers. He blames the company's management. He says despite getting nearly $1 billion of federal aid after September 11th and $1 billion more in labor concessions, management has squandered its opportunities. And he says as a result, the pilots union is calling for top management at the airline to resign.
If the company prospered from those concessions, I think that there would be a far different sentiment among the membership right now. But when it kind of comes back hat in hand saying, hey, you know what, things are worse than we thought they would be, you know, we need to go back to where we were before and get back into your paycheck, then that's a very difficult situation. Unfortunately, you know, if the company comes back to us for more, it'll be their fourth time in a year and a half.
However, analysts say U.S. Airways management has another tough problem on its hands. While discount airlines like Southwest fly point to point, picking up passengers along the way, U.S. Airways operates a complex system that relies on feeder flights from various airports, all converging on a central hub. Professor Richard Gritta at the University of Portland says each system has its advantages, but in the current low-fare environment, he says the edge goes to airlines like Southwest.
Hub and spoke's a revenue generator. It's good for your revenue per passenger mile, but it's a cost problem in terms of the increasing costs that are associated with it. Southwest is picking off the routes they want and murdering these guys on those routes.
In an effort to return to profitability, U.S. Airways President David Siegel has said he plans to seek $200 to $300 million in cost cuts this year. Management has also said it has a new business model which will allow it to be more competitive with the low-cost carriers, though it's released no details. However, U.S. Airways unions worry a big part of the plan may simply be to cut more jobs. Last week, the airline announced it was laying off 200 flight attendants. Chris Fox heads CWA Local 13302, which represents around 1,200 reservations, passenger service, and baggage service workers in Pittsburgh.
We don't want to be the Walmart of the airlines. We think we had a good product. We think we deserved what we made. We sacrificed for years. The passenger service group didn't have a raise for almost 10 years. So we have invested quite a bit into this airline, and we're not willing to invest any more until they show that some accountability on their part.
U.S. Airways declined to participate in this report. Officials at the airline also have not said what the plans are for the carrier's three major hubs located in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Charlotte, North Carolina. It's expected details of the airline's new financial plan will be released shortly. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.